Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's 1:04 on a Friday afternoon. Dane and Parks come your way at 2 o'clock. And the next story comes to us. It's all over the place. I've got the Salt Lake Tribune story here. A Utah sixth grader and her family are challenging her middle school rules after she was not allowed to say no to a boy who asked her to dance on Valentine's Day. Aslan Hobson was thrilled and nervous for the Valentine's Day dance at Rich Middle School in Lake Town, said her mother, Alicia. Alicia Hobson said she was so excited for the dance. She was telling me about it for 2 weeks. There was a boy at school she liked. She wanted to dance with him, and she was going to have the best time ever. Instead, the girl said, a different boy asked her to dance, a boy who had made her uncomfortable in the past. So she said, no, I don't want to dance with you. That's when the principal ran over to her and he said, you guys go dance. There's no saying no in here.
Oh, wow.
The principal, which we'll
There's
come back
a
to
message.
That. We'll come back to that statement in a second. The principal shooed them onto the dance floor for what Aislinn said was a painfully awkward partner dance. The 11-year-old said, I just didn't like it at all. And when they finally said it was done, I was like, yes. The girl came home angry. Her mother emailed the principal, Kip Mata. Mom said she always has the right to say no. Boys don't have the right to touch girls or make them dance with them. If girls are taught they don't have the right to say no to boys, or that saying no is meaningless because they'll be forced to do it anyway, we have all kinds of problems there, including, you know, you don't want to teach kids that no does not mean no. The principal replied that students who are concerned about dancing with certain classmates should raise it with him before dances, and he would be able to intervene, saying, we want to protect every child's right to be safe and comfortable at school. We believe in that 100%. We also believe that all children should be included in activities. And he defended the policy, saying the reason we have it is to make sure no kids feel like they get left out.
Yeah, and essentially what he's doing is he's posing it as an anti-bullying thing.
Right. Where so that there's no kid like picked last for dodgeball kind
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So if you can turn anybody down, then the same kid's going to get turned down over and over and over by every girl in class. And he's going to be the one sitting there, you know, sad sack sitting there by the, by the punch bowl with nobody to talk to and nobody to play with. Well, okay, but the alternative is you force a situation where, like the principal said, I mean, you want to talk about problematic? Nobody says no in here? Wow.
Yeah.
And you're saying that to an 11-year-old girl.
And you have a policy about it. Uh-huh. Like, not just... It's one thing to, like, encourage, you know, let's everybody participate. Hey, let's do group dances and stuff. Like, that's one way around that is that you do the big...
Especially when you're talking about 11-year-olds.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I can't think of what some of those are called, but we do them all at weddings. You know, the big all-group dances. Like, that's the way to get everyone involved.
Let's do the hokey pokey.
Or just, like, the electric slide and stuff.
Yeah.
Just
line
all
dancing
that stuff.
And all that.
Yeah. That's what you do to get everybody involved. You don't have a policy that says you don't get to say no if you're asked. By the way, the girl was going to dance with this other boy. Like, she was excited.
Yeah.
She was going to dance anyway with this other kid. And we don't know the details of what had made her uncomfortable about this other boy. My guess is there had been some unwanted attention there in the past.
Maybe.
And he asked her to dance and she didn't want to. And she did what we want her to do, which is to say no. And then the principal comes over and basically says, no, 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 you're not allowed to say no. Get your butt out on the dance floor.
Yeah. And what a power dynamic that is, you know?
From a male principal, by the way, I'm going to point out. That doesn't help. You know?
Sure.
It wouldn't be much better if it was a female. But again, this is another male telling this girl that no does not actually mean no here. You know?
And that you don't have the power to say it anyway.
Right.
That we're just going to take that away from you and say, no, 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 you have to do this. You have to do. And generally, you know, Sadie Hawkins dances aside, it's the boys who are going to do the asking. So the only person you're taking the power away from is the girls.
Except, okay, so here's what they said. Here's what this girl said about how this school works. They do 3 dances a year at this school. At dances, songs alternate between girls' choice and boys' choice.
Okay. Right.
Students are required to ask when it's their turn and to accept when asked. So it does work both directions. Girls ask boys to dance, and boys also have to say yes. Which isn't okay either.
No, it's not.
It universally sends the message that you don't get the right to decide what you're going to do and what you're not going to do, regardless of who you are.
This sounds to me like a school that really shouldn't have dances.
You think?
Yeah.
You
don't know how to do it. You don't know how it works. Maybe this isn't for you.
The principal, and if you want to weigh in, 576-7798-22980, this principal is licensed to teach phys ed. He teaches social dances, swing, Western, line dancing to the 125 middle schoolers here. And I get the feeling this was his policy. Like this, he's the PE teacher.
It's his baby. The dancing thing is his baby.
And he thought he was brilliant in coming up with this policy to prevent bullying so that there was no kids sitting on the side that, you know, that was feeling left out.
You know, somebody on the text line just said, you know, I'll bet when that principal was a kid, he's the one who got told no all the time.
Right.
And now he's trying to fix it. Maybe. I don't know that it matters.
I don't think that makes it okay.
You know, absolutely not. But there may be something to that, that it's like, oh, I remember when I was the kid who always got turned down for the dance. I'm going to make them all pay.
So the principal's answer here is that parents can just excuse their kids from the school dance if they're uncomfortable dancing with classmates. But that puts the burden on any kid who is getting the unwanted attention.
Yeah.
His answer is, if you don't want to just follow this policy and
stay
say yes
home
to everybody, just stay home. Well, no, that deprives the kid of the opportunity to go have fun at a dance. And especially in this situation where this girl was having a problem with a boy, you know, this boy was making her uncomfortable. Something was going on there. That, of course, is the boy that asks her to dance. Again, she wanted to dance with another kid, just not with this kid. So she has to stay home. Again,
yeah.
Opposite message
yeah.
that we want to be sending.
If you come to this dance, you have to allow somebody to touch you who you don't want to.
Yeah, that's kind of what it means.
Yow.
That you don't have the right to say no. And again,
no way.
It's working both. How long has this policy been in place? And how is this the first time? Like sometimes we think, you know, we kind of shame the parent that complains. How has no parent complained about this in the past?
Right.
Like, this is the policy you want reversed.
And I mean, as this is headlined, and so many times we talk about headlines that are terribly poorly written, but this one, I mean, it says the mother is fighting for the daughter's right to say no.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this is about.
Somebody needs to be. Somebody.
Yeah, yep.
And again, I'll point out, or for the boys to say no. I mean, what if the boy's having issues with a girl? Whatever the reason is, they just don't feel like dancing that dance.
And the thing, here's what you can't fix.
Uh-oh.
What you can't fix is that there are kids who are going to get left out.
Right. It also doesn't mean that that's bullying.
No.
It just means that there are some kids that are just going to be unpopular sometimes.
Yep.
And it doesn't mean that that's the same thing as being bullied.
And you can't create a social policy that's going to take away. You can't create a social policy that's going to take away the sting of that.
Right. You can't fix that necessarily.
No.
But this was going way in the opposite direction of reinforcing to boys and girls that no doesn't really mean no.
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't. You can just ignore that. You don't really have the right to say no. All right. 229-8-576-7798. If you are ringing, Ketz will get to you. We got every line. I'm ringing right now. So give Ketz a second to get to your call and we'll put you on the air coming up next. It's 1:13 here on KMBZ. We're talking about this story out of Utah and a girl who was at a 6th grade dance. This was for Valentine's Day, and a boy that she was uncomfortable with asked her to dance, and she said no.
A slow dance.
Slow dance, thank you. And the principal comes up and says, no, 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 you're not allowed to say no here. And he shoos them out onto the dance floor for a slow dance where they are forced to touch each other because they have a policy that says if someone asks you to dance, you have to accept. You do not get to say no. The girl went home really upset. Mom called the school, complained about it. The principal justifies it as a way for inclusion, as a way to promote inclusion. That way you don't have kids who are feeling left out. Mom says, wow, are you sending a horrible message to boys and girls about the word no?
We'll go to the phones on that, and Kay in KCK is going to kick us off. Hello, Kay.
Hi, how are you today?
Great, great. What's on your mind?
Well, first off, you sound like Casey Kasem to me.
Another one. All right, yeah. Thank you.
Okay, so anyway, of course, I'm older, but if in fact it was a dance class, they would assign us to a partner alpha order. But if this was just a social dance, then way out of line to not allow a child to say no.
Absolutely, yeah. In a social situation like that, you have to be able to make your own decisions about everything. I mean, about who you're going to hang out with, about who you're going to dance with.
Yes, I agree with that. Yep. And, you know, if they were grading them on a dance they learned or something, then assign them in an order that's, you know, the luck of the draw, should we say. But either way, that's my opinion.
All right, thank
you, Kate.
Thanks for it. Appreciate it. Off to Don in Overland Park next. Hey, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hey, I'm here. Just wanted to kind of say that my piece on it is I definitely agree with you all. If a child, anyone should always reserve the right to say no.
Okay.
You know, and if we're sending the wrong messages by doing what that principal was doing in those policies, it's you know, I can almost see this kind of like on the same conversation where we were talking about the last time you all were talking about making parents aware about certain things that are going on in the school as far as when children are being educated. You know, I could almost imagine my son dancing, you know, having the principal say he has to dance with another guy. You know, I know that's not going to work out too well, you know, but especially our girls because they're more vulnerable, you know, than anybody. So, and if they can't say no to the dance, I mean, that means they can't say no to don't touch me. So,
yeah, well, you're right. And I mean, that's what dancing is, especially if you're talking about slow dances like that.
Right.
How about Jeff in Topeka then? Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how are y'all today? Love your show.
All right,
hey, Jeff,
thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, so, you know, as a father of two grown daughters, I can assure you that that would not fly over with me because my wife and I always taught them that two things, no is no, and it's your body, your rules. You don't want somebody touching it, they don't touch it.
Yep.
And if you have to slow dance, they have to touch it. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that teacher, principal, whatever he's being called, needs to go through remedial sexual harassment classes and figure out that phrase no means no is exactly that. And you can't force a kid to do something they don't want to do like that.
Well, and you put it perfectly, and that's the one thing. I mean, when you talk about boundaries, what is the ultimate boundary if not your own body?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I always told my girls, hey, look, if somebody's touching you and you've told them no, and you knock them out, hey, I'll defend you.
Yeah, right. I'll be right there behind you. Good for you. Good dad. I appreciate it, Jeff.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Yeah,
happy weekend.
How do you tell somebody, all right, your body is no longer yours to control?
And what message are you sending? I'm going to say I get it. As I said earlier, the policy works both ways because they alternate girl and boy dances. And so girls and boys both ask and everybody has to say yes. But let's be honest about the vast majority of sexual violence is against girls and against women. What message are you sending to boys that you don't have to take no for an answer?
Yeah, right.
And you're doing it young.
Yeah, we're thinking about this in terms of being able to say no. But yeah, that's a heck of a lesson.
Taking no for an answer. I mean, boys are told, no, 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 she's not allowed to say no to me. And we're enforcing that young. I mean, these are fourth graders. Wrong on so many levels. So many levels.
And it makes you wonder, how did somebody come up with this and think to themselves, aha, I've done it. I've come up with the perfect policy. Eureka!
Why didn't anyone else think of this? Yeah,
there's a reason. You know, there's a reason why nobody else thought of this.
I have solved bullying and problems with inclusion. And John, I think you were right in that. I think his idea was, you know, for the kids that are left out, we're gonna stop the bullying then for the kids that are being left out. And he probably was that kid. He was probably that kid that wasn't asked to dance at a dance.
Maybe I just feel this way because I'm, you know, I was such a stud that all the girls wanted to dance with when I was in high school. No, that wasn't true at all.
But do the group dances then. Like I said, do the dances that we all do at weddings then. So that way every kid's included in those dances. And you know what you do? You encourage those kids to ask someone else to dance instead.
Yeah. And I mean, the way I had to keep going back to the way it was when I was there. But I mean, the dances were ours. You know what I mean? There were rules. I mean, it was Christian schools after all, but there were rules about what you could do and could not do. That time was our time. We were out of school.
Right.
You know, we were back on school property, but it was just for us to hang out and have a good time with our friends. So, yeah, to get in the way of that and say, all right, we're going to put all kinds of rules on this about who you have to dance with and who you don't. No, you're missing the point.
Yeah.
You're absolutely missing the point. Tanya in Kansas City next. Hello, Tanya.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
It's kind of sounding to me like the administration itself has become the bully. If my daughter, either one of my daughters or either one of my sons, in either of those scenarios being told they had to dance with somebody, one, I hope my sons would step forward and go, no, she doesn't want to.
Yeah,
and
right. Two, somebody to defend her.
I mean, we all have to handle rejection. There's no way around it. We just have to learn at an earlier age in which how to do it. And this is the time frame in which they learn. If they're not given those opportunities, society is going to just have a hard time with a whole bunch of people. It's like, no, because so-and-so said I could, and you can't say no to me for anything. You know, whether it be playing ball, our bodies, whether or not it could be sexual harassment, which we have already established that, we have to teach our kids that rejection is something we have to deal with, hopefully with grace and without tushy tantrums.
Yes, and you're absolutely right. If you give kids those tools at a middle school dance when they're 11 years old, when you can have, when there are chaperones around, when there is some kind of control, it's going to be a lot easier to enforce that and to make that the policy when they're that age than it is to try to get to them when they're 17 and go, okay, now you can say no. Now it means something.
No, it means no from birth until death.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tanya.
Whether you can actually verbalize the word or not, it means no.
Tanya, well put. Thank you.
Thanks,
Tanya. Appreciate you getting it. Yeah, she's right. I mean, there is an amount of, again, it's a taking over control of somebody else's body that's involved in that, and it's a school that's doing it. That's scary.
Yeah, and again, I think there's an opportunity there to teach kids to accept rejection young, which is something people need to learn. You know, I think everybody needs to learn that. And so it's an opportunity to teach kids, hey, if you're not asked to dance, here's what you do. And maybe it teaches you to ask somebody else, you know, but if they say no, you let it go.
Yep.
Then after that. And a couple of you on the text line are having to bring up the, what if a boy asks a boy to dance? What if a girl asks a girl to dance? Is that really what you're worried about? That on the rare occasion that a fourth grade girl is going to, like, are you worried about what that reaction is going
to
be?
If you're that worried about girls asking girls to dance, go to any club on any Friday night in this city.
Right. I mean, just because a girl dances with a girl doesn't mean they're gay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Doesn't mean that there's something horrible going on there or something scandalous happening there. It just means the girl wants to dance with another girl, or they're shy around boys and it's just easier or whatever. I think it's fine, but that's the first thing that people seem to worry about today for some reason.
Yeah,
that's the theme that's going on just a little bit. So we don't know yet if this principal is going to drop this policy, but it's for as much attention as the story is getting, there seems to be a pretty good argument to not have this anymore.
Well, I think that's evidenced by the fact that, you know, I hate falling back on something like strength in numbers. We have not had a single person defend this policy.
No, we really haven't.
Not one.
And in fact, I try, you know, you always try to look at all sides of a story before you do something like this on the air. And I even said to John during the break, I'm looking for a way to see the other side of this.
To see why this is the right idea.
I can see why he did it. I see his argument of inclusion. I just think it's way off base. Way completely did not accomplish the thing, or it wasn't the biggest thing to be worried about, for this guy.
I am curious what the next dance at this school is going to look like, though.
I think time to put dances on hold maybe a little bit until we sort out some new policies here. All right. Garth Brooks is controversial, and he really didn't intend to be. And we'll talk about that next. It's 128 Dan's in the KMBZ newsroom.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.